Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Chav Tes Siman Aleph. Gemara continues in Ogea to the halacha of a person, as we mentioned, Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah, that he was able to do rechitza, even though he told his talmidim that an ofel is also rechitza, but he's able to do rechitza because he was an istinis. Gemara discusses this halacha lemaisa as to what is allowed, what's not allowed. So Gemara says, "Hadad etema." That we said that an ovel is also to do rechitza kol shiva, rechitza shel tainug. That's talking about rechitza shel tainug. Of rechitza she'eno shel tainug, mutter. But rechitza that's not shel tainug, not for pleasure, but we'll see in a minute, for example, if it's tsar or the cleanliness or other things, that is permitted to do kehada de Shmuel Barabba, like the ma'aser of Shmuel Barabba. Alu b'chatotin. Mar says that he had boils on his body. So therefore, it was an ovel, and he wanted to wash, to bathe, to take the tsar away from the boils that were causing him tsar. Also, in Shailun Rav Yasa, came to ask Rav Yasa and Shaila what to do. Mahu de Yaske, what's the local agabe, whether he's allowed to wash, Mahu de Yaske, whether he's allowed to wash because of the tsar. So he said to them, Lo Yaske Mayasu, if he does not wash, Mayasu is going to die. Therefore, so if that's the case, then of course he could wash. In boy, he could even wash on Tisha B'Av. In boy, I feel Yom Kippur. In such a case, he could even wash Yom Kippur. Now here we have a machlokes in the way the Mefarshim learned the Gemara. Does this mean the statement? Is this an accurate statement, or is this an expression, or is this like an exaggeration? If he doesn't wash, he's going to die. So the Gemara says, what is the case of Yoske Maisu? So Gemara says, the Pnei Moshe seems to learn Pshuta Kamashmo. So if he doesn't wash, he's going to die. And therefore the Gemara is saying, therefore he's allowed to do so, even on Tisha B'Av, he's allowed to do so, even on Yom Kippur. Now, of course, the problem with that would be, what's the Chiddush? If Lamaisa, it's a dinner of Sakana, Then what's the Kiddush? Then it'd be even Yom Kippur. So the Gemara said that the Sefer Charedim, the spiritual Charedim, actually learns this not, it just means tsar. It doesn't mean it's sakana. And he brings a riot from the Pasuk of Bereishis that Rachel said to Yaakov, if I don't have a child, then Amesa Nochi, then I'm going to be, I might as well die. Now, what does that mean, Amesa Nochi, she'll die? But she's not going to die. But it means that she's in terrible tsar. So therefore, that's what it means over here as well. That it's bizarre, therefore it's like a sakana, but it's really not a sakana. And the Pnei Moshe and others seem to learn that it's a sakana, mamish a sakana. Now the Lamaisa, if you say it's a sakana, it's hard to understand the Chiddush of the Gemara. And the Mefarshim try to explain what the Chiddush would be in a situation like that when they'll be considered a sakana, what would be the Kiddush of the Mishnah? What would be the Kiddush of the Gemara? But Lamaisa, the Pashas is, the way the Zacharedim and others learn, or Ashmi Salo and others learn, that it's a din in a tsar, and therefore you would think that tsar is not a heter to be over the Isser of Avelus, and therefore Rechitzon Avelus, and the Bashas Avelus, and the answer is that you can. Now Lamaisa, again, the Shad is that we're talking about, not talking about the Raisa, it's Rabbanon. I'm not talking about the first day, which could be a derisa. There, many say that you're not able to, but we're talking about a case of the other days, which is Rabbanon, and surely B'makom Tzad Rabbanon where it goes there, and therefore they would be allowed to go ahead and to do chitz in such a case. The Gemara continues with a similar idea. What about the shaila of whether a person allowed to be married, if you're allowed to wash, is it only bechamen asers, because that's where the tainik is, or even b'tzainen? So the Gemara Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, Rav Yosef Bar Tovel, they saw him being tovel in a mikvah. They saw him being tovel in a mikvah on the, when he was in Avelus. So the Gemara wasn't sure. In the Kiyurei Lo Yodin, we don't know if he's being tovel because of his carry. If he had a seminal emission at night and he's tummy, and therefore that's medina the mitzvah, then he's obligated to do tefillah's carry. That's the tefillah of Ezra Seifer was misakin. So Meila there, it's a mitzvah. So of course he's allowed to do that because it wasn't the shame tainik. It's the shame mitzvah. But what about if it's another shah that we have is Imlahakir Gufo, Shem Rechitza's Tzonein, Rechitza Lo Yodin. We also don't know whether he was doing it to Hakir Tzona, to do it as a washing with cold water that was very, very hot, and he was doing it just to cool off his body. So again, also a din of like a tsar. Is it tsar because he was he's not doing it, his body's hot and he's a discomfort. So he's doing it for that purpose, not mashenkin chamin, cham would be considered aser. Because that's a taina. So the question would be again, what would be the halacha when we talk about that an avil is aser b'chitza? Do we say it's only aser b'chitza, only chamin, which is tainig, but sonen is mutter, or do we say that even sonen is considered aser? So this is the shaila that's brought down in the Akronim, how much we allow tzonen rechitza, because that's not vadaish. People don't wash for tainig in cold, so the ein shel tainig, and this is really the hetter we have today. People take showers on 9 days, even when it's not Erev Shabbos, and the heter is because it's very hot in the summer, and it's pashas shel rechitza. So the measuring yard would be if it's cold. If you're washing with cold, then that would be considered okay because it's not the shem tainik. But if it's hot, it's going to be a problem. Whether you'd be considered tainig and it would be yasser, even for the purpose of cleaning yourself. But if it's hot, you're getting tainig. That would be same idea with going to a mikvah. So many of the post kamas are going to a mikvah on Shabbos if it's chamin, because you're being nana, you can't do that. You can go into a cold mikvah the shem mitzvah. But if you're going for the shem mitzvah, then why should it be chamin? Why should it be hot? So this is the same concept. Rabbi Bo paskin according to the Brisa, which had the Brisa, the halacha would be, what's the same idea in the Brisa? Brought down the same idea, where you'll be allowed to go ahead, and this Brisa, it's not this over here, but it's in first Perik in Yuma, and first Perik in Tinius. With it, the halacha is a person could go in Yom Kippur, he's going to his Rebbe, and he's going to go into a nar, into the water, until his neck. Not to go in until his neck, which even though he's bathing on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to have rechitza, but you're allowed to do that to go in, you're traveling to go to see your Rebbe. So you're allowed to do that. Or the second case would be a person's going in, you step into mud and your feet are dirty. So you're going into washing your feet until your feet just to remove the dirt. From that, be allowed to go. There's mud in there, mud. You want to go take it away. Again, it's not tainig, it's cleanliness. We allow you to do that on Yom Kippur. So you must see pasuk like that, Brisa. That we allowed them to do that because, again, it's not m'shem tainig, it's a shame nikayon, it's a shame cleanliness. And therefore, we pass like that, Brisa. Passing like someone who's going on a derech, going on a road, traveling Yom Kippur. Ragav kiosalav, and he has pain walking. His feet are hurting him. You let it go ahead and bathe him in water. Again, not for the sake of tainig, but for the sake of to relieve the pain of your water, of your feet from the walking. Says the Rosh Hashanah, that you're not doing it for tainig, you're doing it for the purpose of removing the pain, the aching from walking, and therefore that would be considered mutter, the same idea as we said, Rabob said in the name of that Brisa, that Mishum tainig also, but for any other purposes, it's going to be mutter. As Gemara says, similar halacha we find. Tana we learn a brisa of a menudei shiyamachem aderech. An avil, a person who's in chayrim that's going on the way. Mutar man neils sandal. A lot of wear sandal. Shiyavla here when it comes to the city, yachlutzi has to take it off. Yachlutzi has to take off the shoe. Again, the same idea. We know that we don't wear a neils sandal. We don't wear shoes on avil. We don't wear shoes. Same too in Tishba and Tishba, we don't wear shoes. So again, what's the question? We wear shoes because it's tainig. So if it's between the cities, you're walking and your feet are hurting. So then again, you're putting on shoes. You're wearing it al's pashen al's to protect your feet from the excessive walking. you're gonna actually damage your feet if you don't have proper footwear. So that's, you're allowed to go at least, but when you're in town, walking a short distance, you're in town itself, that is something that you're allowed to, you'd have to take off the shoes and go barefoot, or go in the shoes that are not leather bearing, so that you're able to go not violate the Isra of Na'avel. Or on Tishba B'Tana Sibra, the same thing. We don't allow shoes are usher. The same idea. If you're wearing it for the we asked again Nilas a sandal as well. So if you're doing it for that purpose, it would be to remove the pain. The Chaim says chaos. Your feet are hurting. Koavos, they hurt you. So you're wearing it for that. You could do it. I know someone that is Shaila, and I may ask if Shaimri for that person where his feet hurt him. He has aching feet, and the only thing that he can wear are leather shoes. So again, the head was that when he's in the street, he's going from shul to the house, from the house to shul or back and forth. He can put on his shoes. Because he's doing it for the aching feet that he has. But when he's inside in the shul or at home, you would have to remove the leather and believe for the sake, again, because that would be the Meshem Tainig, and that would be something that would be usher for him to do. Okay, so Gemara says, another halacha nogea to the halachas of Avelos as well. Tana, we learn halacha about Moshe Nagalo Shalom Avelim B'Shabbos, a place where they're known to greet mourners on Shabbos. Shalom, you're allowed to do that. But Durham Shalom, in the south, that's the minhag was that they used to greet people. That was what they used to do. They used to greet Avelim there on Shabbos. They would greet Avelim Shabbos. Now, what's the Shaila? Whether we know that the halachas there ain't Avelos B'Shabbos, we don't have any Avelos B'Fehesi on Shabbos. But what about B'Tzina? Do we have... But privately, do we have no gavelos or not? So that's the shaila. If you greet people on Shabbos, then the luck is that you're being no gavelos b'Shabbos. If you don't greet them, you'd be in the chol. You're no gavelos b'Shabbos. However, what's the luck of sheila shalom? So that again, the menhagim where they avelim, they did not greet avelim b'Shabbos. That was not considered a violation of avelos b'Fehesi on Shabbos. And but darom, the minhag was they used to go greet. That they used to greet. Rav Yoshi, Aruba, Basel, Basel, Chadet, Basel. Rav Yoshi, the great one, used to go. He went to a certain place, Chazi Avila B'Shavata, and he saw the people greeting. He saw them, they saw Avelim, Vesholbu, and he greeted them on Shabbos. Some alone, and he said to them, Yudea Minagam Malkam. I don't know the minhag of your place, whether you greet or not. El Shom Aleichem Minagam Asenu, but in our place we do, where I am, they come, they do greet. In other words, even though he didn't know what the Minagam Malkam was, he's supposed to do what Minagam Malkam is, but he says, I don't know the Minagam Malkam, but I know in my place where I am, they greet, and therefore he went ahead and he greeted them as well. Mara says, Yosef Baruch Lifter B'Shabbat Rameir Kumi B'Tzipori. Yosef, the son of Kalafta, was praising Rameir before the people lived in Tzipori. He was praising them. How did he praise them? How did he praise Rameir? Adam Gadol, Adam Kadosh, Adam Tzenua. He's a great man. He's a holy person. He's a Tzenua Dika person, raving about the greatness of Rameir. How does it one time? Chama Avelu B'Shabbat. Rameir saw some Avelu B'Shabbat Sholbohun, and he greeted them. And he greeted them, because that was what his minhag of his makom was that they did. So when they saw that Amrlei, they said to him, the people from Tzipora saw that. They said to Yisbech Alafta, "Anod at masli mishavaychi. This is the person you were praising. This is the person that you were praising to us." Says the Pnei Moshe, "Zeh Adam Gadol she'atam misapi b'shavayi. This is the person, the great person that you raved about him. You praised him. Alushol b'shalom achav b'shavayi. He's doing something else, or violating a simple halach b'shabbos. He's greeting avelim b'shabbos." So the Gemara says, Amalim will say, yes, I'm asking, what did you do? What was the thing that you saw a mayor, the iskei, that you bothered you, that you saw that he was doing something improper? What matter was it, my iskei, that you saw that Rameir is not who I said he's to be? It's not as great as I told you. So Amalim said to him, he saw them greeting. He was greeting the mourners on Shabbos, Shabbahon, and he was greeting them. They greeted him, and he saw them, and he greeted them. Amalans, he said to them, "Boy, atun miyodi mecholi. You want to go ahead and learn what's the source? Miyodi mecholi. You want to just criticize, or you want to know what's the source of his greatness? What the reason why he does this? Balat kam shein avil b'Shabbos. He's come to tell you halacha that there is no avilus b'Shabbos. There's no avilus. We're not knowing, not just b'fahesia, but even b'tzina. We don't do any avilus b'Shabbos. Memela." He paskin, you're learning halacha from him that there is no din avelos b'Shabbos, and that's why he went ahead and he greeted the avelim even on Shabbos. So memela, so therefore that was the shita that even b'tzina, even privately, there's no din of avelos b'Shabbos. So memela, that's what he was knowing that way. So therefore, the You want to know, not that he did wrong, but that's what he did. And so Yosef Bachanan, my Pnei explains, you want to know how great he is, look at all the Yonah, teach us Masha Engam Vilb Shabbos, teaching you a separate halacha, there's no Avelos B'Shabbos. So he's teaching you an halacha that he's teaching our locals, and not just Vaker, he's teaching great, and learned from him. How did Iksiv, Birchas Hashem to Asher? One is that it says in a Pasig in Mishlei, Birchas Hashem to Asher, that the blessing of Hashem is that it's Tasher, and riches. What does it mean, riches? Who Birchas Hashabbos? This is the bracha of Shabbos. It tells you, V'lo Yosef Eitz of Ima. One should not add sadness to Shabbos. Zu Avelos, this is the idea of Avelos. Come out of the Tema, what is it telling you? They're telling you, our locals is Natsav Amelech Al-Beno, that the king was saddened over his son. Which means that even though there was sadness, look, we learned about Mishlei that there's no sadness on Shabbos, and therefore we don't do any Avelos on Shabbos. So Meir was telling you, therefore, the Meir was telling you a Chiddush. You can learn from a Meir. Don't criticize a Meir that a Meir doesn't know the halakha, but rather just the opposite. You criticize, learn from a Meir, they tell you that the halakha is, you learn from the Pasuk, Yerachem Yom HaShvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was praising the day of Shabbos, that it's special, and therefore Shabbos is, there's no din avelus, even for Hesia, but sin or Hesia. And therefore, that's what he was teaching us, that you could go greet a mourner, even on Shabbos, because of the fact that there is no din of avelus of any shape or form on Shabbos. Okay, that is the halacha. Sablu amarnu del Yosef otzev shaloma. You can't add on sadness on Shabbos. Says the Pnei Moshe, and that's why he was knowing in such a case not to be able to be shol b'shloma on Shabbos because he's no avelos b'Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Vayta. Mishnah says u'mishmeis tavi. The third halacha of Rabbi Gamliel that he did something connected what he told his talmidim and they questioned him why. U'mishmeis tavi when Rabbi Gamliel's talmid Avdu died, the famous slave Tavi. So what happened? Kibbalat Tachumen, he was makabel, he took Tachumen on him. So I'm related, said to Melaman Rabbeinu, Shem Makabel Tachumen on Avadim, you don't get Makumen on Avadim, how could you go ahead and makabel Tachumen on him? So I'm Alehem, he said to him, Ain't Debbie Kashar Avadim, until he's not Gilad Avadim Kasher, he's a Kasher. And what does that mean? He's a Kasher. It's a Kasher. So in the Bavli, we find out that he's a Bavli. He was not just a Kasher, he was a Talmid Chacham. So just a Fichach Muscle, if he Taraso, he deserved to be respected. And therefore, he was it. Now, Lamaisa, the halach is that that he was a new, even though in economy, a regular Eved, I said, you don't do it, Eved don't lechamar, and Eved is that you don't give any tankumim. He's no, it's not lefi kvoto, you don't do that. However, but emakam tankumim, we don't say like so. Pnei Moshe brings down the Gemara Shakrova Mistayer Al Mesasan Ela Omelu Al Mokam Yimali La Kasron Kach Shpach Shefil Yer Kasron Kederach Shomim Al Behemta Shemesa. Person's behemah that dies. He say, I'm sorry, you lost your behemah. You lost Kach Shpach should be mashlim your lost your financial loss. So to over here, you should say Bayevet. That's what you should be saying. Tanchumim that you should make a loss. And yet over here, he was makabel on him. So the Rashi brings down Brachas, which is the Haredim brings down. He quotes the Yerushalmi as well that is Tamidu Shalom Chaviv Elav Kibno, a Talmud as Chaviv. And since Tabi was his Talmud, was a Talmud Chacham, so therefore it was like a Chaviv like Kibno, and it was Makabel Tanchum on him. How does he Makabel Tanchum on him? Because at the end of the Levaya, there was a Shura like we do today. We have a Shura by a basic Kfaros. You make a Shura, the Avelim walk through and say Amokim Menachem. We say Amokim Menachem. So that's what he did. He stood by a Shura and then Makabel Tanchumim on Tanchum. So the Gemara says, if it would be the Bnei Chor Machem, he would be Mekabel Tanchumim. No, the day of Kasha was, how could you be Mekabel Tanchumim on him because he's an Eved? He said, we don't do on an Eved. So he answered, he's a Kasher Ayah. And he's different. I faked the Gemara, but he wasn't one of the Zion Krovim anyway. So if he wasn't one of his relatives, you don't take Tanchumim on people that are not your relatives. A person who goes ahead, goes to Leviathan, maybe his best friend. But we don't do. We don't take them tchumah on such a person. So we learned it all from the Rabbi, from a couple of the Mishnah. We don't take the tchumah l'avadim. Therefore, what? Mashma, that Alvadim you don't do it. But if it would be on a cherem, on our relatives, we would. So look, it's not so. We know we don't do so. So the kasha, what were they asking? Only the gabe the din of the of the gabe the din of an eved. It's just a gamliel b'chlal. You shouldn't be able to send tachumim. We don't send tachumim on anybody that's not of the relatives. So why would you make kabbal tachumim anyway? So Gemara says. The Tana we learned in a brisa, Ma'aser Shabbeisa Rosh Chodesh Rabbi Lezer, that Shivka Rabbi Lezer died. Menichusul Tamina Menachem. Tamina came into Menachem of Elokibli. He wasn't Makabel because he should have had Shivka. You don't take in the Kumim. Nichus Menem Chutzer. So he went away. He wasn't Makabel. Nichus Menem Chutzer. They saw that he wasn't Makabel. So they came into him, the Chutzer. They followed him into the Chutzer. Nichus Areim. He went after him. He went into the Chutzer. Get away from them. He didn't want to have their Divrei Kumim. And he went after him. David went into his house. Nichus Areim. They went into his house afterwards to get into the Kumim. Amalem said to them, he said, you guys don't learn. I thought that if you would be scalded with warm water, in other words, I thought you get the hint that I walked away from you, that just going away, you would understand that you're doing wrong, that you shouldn't be doing this. But not only that, even when you go into my house, you continued following me. Even with boiling water, you didn't take the message. There's no tankum. You don't take any tankum. So therefore, what you did coming after me to give me tankum al shivka is inappropriate. You don't do that. You shouldn't do that. More than even al b'nei stam, you don't do kashan al avadim. So therefore, you say to him, Amali, you should lose your law should be replaced. But you don't say divrei tanchumim. So what is the mission said by Tabi that they went in? Faketi was makabel, but you don't even do it on an achayim, even on a relative, you don't do it. Even on someone that's a relative, that's not one of your Zion Krovim. You shouldn't do it. It's inappropriate. So what's Pshat Gamil says, Tabi, I was allowed to do it because he's my avet, he's kosher, but you shouldn't be allowed to do it anyway because you don't take tanchumim on a person, there's a Russia or not, or tzaddik, doesn't make a difference. You don't do so because it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate because it's not a relative, and therefore we don't take any tanchumim on them. So the Gemara says, now, the Gemara says, the Gemara didn't seem to answer directly the Shaila, but the Gemara says, Kach demayich ravichia bachadu ba'achdei bradu kafra, ravichia baradi, the son of bakafra, sister passed away, kibbalo v'shalkash love. Shalkash came in and was accepted tanchumim. Davi Rabbi, because they why? Even though they weren't a Rishpacha, but the Rabbi was considered like his teacher. Because you see that it says a person's Talmud is his beloved him like his own son. So Emela, even though he's not a relative, blood relative, but Lamais, you could take Tanchumim on a Talmud. A Talmud, the loss of a Talmud is like you lost your son. And if you could do so. So therefore, Gamil, same idea with Tava. See, if since he was a beloved Talmud, he was a Kasher Haya, he looked at him like he was a son. He was a Talmud as well, a Talmud Kacham. And therefore, the look is, Gemara says, when they said to him, only Tava you shouldn't do with Mekabalim because he's an Eved, but the Kabbalah, as far as the other part, that they didn't criticize, that they didn't say. Because you would be able to take Kavit because he, why? Because he's bun of Kavit. Even though they didn't ask him, and I was explaining, the Gemara saying this as a teretz to the Kasha, your Kasha was, how did you accept on a Ben? Why would you only criticize him on an Eved? Why you criticize him? He's not a relative anyway. Someone said, no, because since if he's a Talmud, then we Talmud Kavit could Ben. So therefore, you could make Kabbal Tanchumim like he's a Ben. And since Tavi Avda was like a Talmud, Talmud Kavim, he was a Talmud, so maybe you could able to accept Tanchumim over him. However, the Gemara is good, but about the Evich, about that, the Gemara says, Akasha. But on Evich, you don't take the Chum on Evich, so why would you take him on Evich? And that he answered, Kashahu, and therefore even on that, you could take him as well. So the question, what did they say? What was the Tanchumim? The Tanchumim would be Amokim, like we say to an Avil. Amokim, Nakim, Moskos, Soks, Avishim, Roshalayim. It's something we only say, Lamaisa, Laloka, we only say this to a one of the Zion Krovim. We don't say this to another person. We don't do that. Even if it's somebody else who doesn't have anybody else to sit shiva for him, so we accept tanchumim. We still only say a different lashon. We don't accept the lashon of tanchumim of that we say only by a relative, which is a mokum minachim. That we limit ourselves only to there, and that's the explanation. The Gemara again, Rashi and Achareidim learn a little bit different in the Gemara's kasha and Gemara's teretz. But the simple pshat is the way that we explained it. That it's telling you the halak is that we do accept it for another person if he's domel ben. less reason for an eved or a shivcha that we won't accept for not for the violation of the fact that you're saying not your krovim, but rather because he's an eved, and therefore he shouldn't do so, even if he's considered krov.